From Spark and Anvil and Crown Tales, this is Prong, in Chapter 1 of the Crown Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Prong has a habit that unsettles new opponents. She barely looks at the piece she's about to move. She looks at the empty square she's about to move it to.
"Everyone stares at the attack," she says, sliding a piece into a quiet-looking square in the middle of the board. "Where's my strongest piece? How hard can I hit?" But strength isn't the question. She taps the square, and only now do her opponents see it. From this square, her piece threatens a capture to the left and a capture to the right, both at once. The question is position. I didn't need a stronger piece. I needed the one square where a single move points two ways. Now, she smiles, not unkindly, "you can save one. Which one?" And whichever they choose, she takes the other, because there was never a move that saved both.
Prong was a small kid who lost a lot of arguments to bigger, louder siblings. And she learned something from all that losing. You cannot outshout someone stronger than you. But you can put them in a spot where saying yes to one thing means saying no to another they also want. She got good, quietly, patiently good, at finding the pivot, the single point where two of a person's wants pulled against each other. She wasn't stronger than anyone. She just always found the fork in the road and stood exactly on it. "Force is loud and easy to answer," she says. "If I come at you one way, you just defend that way. Done. But a double threat isn't louder, it's cleverer. It doesn't ask you to be weaker. It asks you to be in two places at once, which nobody can do. That's not a stronger attack. That's a smarter square."
She came to the Crown Tales Academy after Draftsmith, the master, watched her win a game down two pieces by finding a single fork that won them both back. On her first day, the master set up a position and asked her to find the best capture. Prong shook her head. "There isn't one," she said. "There are two okay captures, this one, that one, and if I take either, you just recapture and we're even." She moved a piece instead into a modest central square that captured nothing. The master raised an eyebrow. "You gave up a capture." "I gave up a small thing to set up a double thing," Prong said. "Now next move, this piece threatens both your back pieces. You save one, I take the other. One quiet move today, two captures tomorrow." The master, who had watched 100 students grab the immediate capture and lose the game, said quietly, "You didn't take what was there. You built what wasn't."
In her workshop, she teaches students to stop hunting for the biggest hit. A boy came in frustrated. "I always attack and they always defend, and nothing happens." Prong nodded. "Because you attack one thing," she said. "A single threat is a question with an answer. You ask, 'Can I take this?' And they answer, 'No, I'll defend it.' And the conversation's over." She set up a fork on the board. "But a double threat is a question with no good answer. Can I take both of these? They can't say no to both. Watch. Don't look for your strongest piece. Look for the empty square where one of your pieces would suddenly point at two of theirs." The boy scanned the board differently for the first time, hunting squares, not pieces, and found one, and his whole face changed. "It's like a trap that builds itself." "It's a trap made of geometry," Prong said. "You didn't get stronger. You found the corner where two of their weaknesses lined up."
Later, the boy asked the question, "But what if they see the fork coming and stop it?" Prong's eyes lit up. "Then it's still working," she said. "Here's the secret nobody tells you about the double threat. Even when it fails, it wins. Because to stop a fork, your opponent has to spend a whole move defending, a move they wanted to use attacking you. You threaten two things, they scrambled to prevent it, and while they were scrambling, you got a free move somewhere else." She tapped the board. "A single threat they can ignore or trade, a double threat they cannot ignore. It forces them to react. And forcing your opponent to react is how you take control of the whole game. The fork isn't just a way to win pieces. It's a way to make the other person dance to your music. She leaned back. Find the square that points two ways, and suddenly you're not asking permission anymore. You're setting the terms. The boy went home, and that night, facing a problem he'd been pushing at uselessly for days, he stopped pushing harder and asked instead, "Is there one move here that solves two things at once?" And found it, sitting quietly in the middle where the two problems crossed.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Prong. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.